traditionally Parshas Vaschanan Shabbos Nachamu. And there's always a question, what connection can we learn from Parshas Vaschanan to the idea of Nechama, of Nachamu, rebuilding the Mikdash, and what can we derive from the Parsha. There are two very famous psukim or events in Parshas Vaschanan, of course the Aseres Hadibros and Kriyashma. And these events have two things in common. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and that's the following. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Vayetze, Parsha Ayin Tes, those Tes, that the story with the Be'er and the Shlosha Adarim, etc., is referring to Matan Torah. Nunesfu Shama Chol Ha'adarim. So Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rab Ish Kfar Akko, Omar Mishum Rab Shmuel, She'ilu Hoyu Yisrael Chaseirim Od Echad, Lo Hayu Mekablim Es HaTorah. The Kabbalah HaTorah was for all of Klal Yisrael. And if there would have been one Jew missing from Maimon Har Sinai, the Torah couldn't have been given. And in fact, it's pointed out, Sefer Zev Yitroch has on this, that the Parshas Ekev, when it refers to the Maimon Har Sinai, it refers to it as in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud, and also in Perek Yud Pasuk Dalet, as Yom HaKohol, the day of gathering together. In the Kol Shama Kol Ador, the day of gathering together, because an essential part of Maimer Har Sinai was the fact that it was Nesvu Shama Kol HaAdorim, that everyone was there. And as the Medrash says in Parshas Vayetze, if somebody would have been missing, then it wouldn't have happened. And then we read it the Parsha of Kriyashma. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And we know, Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim that Daf Nun Vav, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Ketz. He wanted to reveal the time of the end of times, of when ultimate Mashiach would come, and then he got flustered and he wasn't able to, and then he felt that maybe there was a pagam in one of his children that he couldn't reveal. And the Gemara says in Pesachim Nun Vav, they came to him and they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Which, as people point out, Shema Yisrael refers to Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Saba. So the Shema Yisrael, the original statement of Shema Yisrael, were all the sons gathering around their father, gathering around the bed, and saying, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That what Hashem she'en bilibcha ela echad kach bilibeinu ela echad. Just like you believe in one God, we too believe in all one God, and it was everybody.
all the sons, no one missing. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael, our father Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So both Maimon Har Sinai and Shema Yisrael are this notion of everyone there. No one's missing. Everyone's included. What does this have to do with Shabbos Nachum? So I saw a beautiful mimer in the magazine, the Machane Haredi, from the Bels Rosh Kollel of Pinchas Friedman. Said a beautiful idea. And just to give an introduction to the idea, the following. We know the Pasuk tells us in Yecheskel Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Aled, Ve'arba ponim le'echad, Pnei ha'echad, Pnei ha'kruv, Pnei ha'sheni, Pnei odom, Vashlishi, Pnei aryeh, Varvi, Pnei nesher. And by the Kisei HaKavod, there were four images. One was the face of a kruv, an angel. One was the face of Adam. One was the face of the lion, the aryeh, and one was the face of the nesher. And in fact, tradition has it that the Adam was the face of Yaakov Avinu. That was the Adam. In fact, there's a very interesting pshat from the great Mekubal, Rav Shimshon Astropoli, in his Sefer Mitzotei Shimshon, where he says in the pasuk in Vayetze, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, v'anochi lo yodati. He says, and again, the Gemara says in Chulin Tzadi Aleph that the Adam is Yaakov Avinu. So he says that Yaakov says, Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. The Aryeh, the Achein, the Aryeh, the Kruv and the Nesher, Osios Achein, Aleph Chaf Nun, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, that I knew that was on the Kisei HaKavod. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. However, Anochi, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov, that my face is there, lo yadati. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, Anochi, lo yadati. So, the Dmus, the Yukno of Yaakov Avinu was the Chokuk on the Kisei HaKavod. Oh, so the Pasuk says in Eicha regarding the destruction, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Hishlich meshamayim eretz tif eres Yisrael. That Hashem threw down the Tiferes Yisrael. And the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Beis Simon Beis, says that the Tiferes Yisrael is the engravement of Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod. That before Hashem, as Rav Pinchas Friedman points out, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata, he had to erase the image of Yaakov Avinu from the Kisei HaKavod, which Rav Friedman points out is the Mikdash Shalmala, is the Kisei, is part of the where the Kisei HaKavod is. And what's the idea? So Rav Pinchas Friedman writes that the Alshich explains
Another Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov called the Mokom HaMikdash. In Pesachim Pei Chesam and Aleph, it says that Avraham called it a har. Asher Yehemer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yeroa. Yitzchak called it a sada. Vayetzi Yitzchak Nasuch Basada. Yaakov called it a bayis. Vayikra Shema Makom Hu Beis El. And explains the Alshech in Parshas Bechukosai, says Rav Friedman, that the three Batei Mikdash are Keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram and Yitzchak, the Har, the Sada, represent things that are not permanent. Doesn't represent a permanent fixture. And why is that? Because Avraham had a son, Yishmael. There was something missing. Yitzchak had a son, Esav. It wasn't what we call mitoso shlema. It wasn't complete, and therefore could not be permanent. Yaakov is the bayis shlishi that's going to be permanent, because Yaakov was mitoso shlema. Yaakov calls it bayis that represents something permanent. Something permanent. When you have something permanent, that's because Yaakov represents an ability of Bitosav Shlema, that all his sons were Yirei Elokim. And that's the Midah of Teferis. And the idea being that Yaakov Avinu was able to cultivate an atmosphere of taking different talents. There was a Yisachar who was learning. There was a Zvulun, a businessman. They didn't all sit and learn. Each one had different talents and different kochos, but they were all surrounding Yaakov Avinu. They all were Yireli Elokim. They weren't all the same. But the message of Yaakov Avinu is Chanoch Lanar al Pidarko, like the Vilna Gaon says, if you try to make everyone one type, a cookie cutter situation, it's not going to work, because some people are not that type, and then it's not going to be lasting. So says the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, Chanoch Lanar al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yaskin Voyosur Mimenu. If you take each person and you find his niche in Chinuch, some people are Gemara people, some people are Mishnah people, some people are businessmen who give tzedakah, but all for good causes, each one in his own niche. That's going to create permanence. That's Gam Ki Yaskin LaYosur Mimenu. And that's the message of Yaakov Avinu. Permanence. Of Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take away the Mikdash and make it not permanent, first he has to erase the face of Yaakov Avinu from the Kisei HaKavod. And that's what the son said. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're all believers. We might be different. We might have different talents and different kochos. But Shema Yisrael, listen, our Father. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We believe in one God, just like you do. And then Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Vo'ed. And the Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara Chagiga, that the Gemara has a contradiction of Psukim. One Pasuk says that Malachim had six wings, Sheish Knafayim, the Gemara Chagiga, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. And another Gemara says they only had four wings. What was it? Was it six or was it four? So the Gemara says, Kam Mizvan Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Mizvan Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When there's a Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they have six. when it's not Kayim, they're four. What's the connection? Says the Vilna Gaon, the six wings represent Baruch, Shem, Kivod, Malchuso, Le'olam Vaed. However, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kivod, Malchuso. Those two wings are no longer here. And the same thing, Yaakov says, he sees all his sons are religious. They're all believing in God. That's Kivod, Malchuso. Then there's Kivod Shamayim, Kivod Malchuso. And that's how he responds. So, Rabosai, now we can understand how Parshas Vaschanan is the Nechama for the Churban. Because the Churban, as Rav Friedman explained based on Chazal, is the idea that there's no permanence. That's the son of Avraham and Yitzchak. It wasn't permanent. There was an Esav, there was Yishmael, and the Shem Yishmael says that really Esav was supposed to be part of the fold. Maybe he wasn't cut out for learning, but he could have been a Zvulun, he didn't have to go off the Derech. But it didn't work. By Yaakov Avinu, everyone's talent was able to be geared and to bring permanence, and everyone is included. Because each one could use his talents to service HaKadosh Baruch. And that's the greatest Kavod Malchuso. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Vaed. And as Rav Friedman points out, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chasam Sofer points out, Shal Mata is only destroyed once the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mala is somehow destroyed, by taking away Yaakov Avinu. And then the Beis HaMikdash Almata could be destroyed, as Chazam Sofer writes and Rav Friedman discusses. So Rabosai, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Everyone asks, what's the double Nachamu? The double Nachamu is the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash Almala, the restoration of the Musd Yukno Shal Yaakov Avinu, which represents that every Jew has an ability to be part of the fold. Everyone can contribute in their own unique way. No one should say, well, I'm not cut out for Gemara, so I can't be Frum, and I can't be a Yirei Shamayim. There's room for everyone within Torah. Not cut out for Gemara, you can be cut out for Mishnah, you can be cut out for Chumash, you can be cut out for Medrash, you can be cut out for Chesed. There's so many avenues to include everybody. That's Yaakov Avinu. So comes Parshas Vaschanan, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Medrash says that was Maimon HaSinai, where it was Nesu Shama Kol HaAdorin. Everyone was there. You know why everyone was there? Because the Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Dalet, says, you know what Anochi stands for? Gemara says, Amira Ni'ima, Siva Yahiva. That the Torah is Amira, it's soft, it's inclusive, it's Ni'ima, it could fit for everyone. Because if you try to fit one mold for everyone, that's not Noim, that's not pleasant. To fulfill each one where he stands, that's Noim. Amira Ni'ima, that's why it's Nesfus Shama Kol Adorim. Everyone was there. That's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. And the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is the Midah, as Rav Friedman pointed out, of rebuilding Mikdash Shalmala and Memela Mikdash Shalmata. Parshas Vaschanan is a Shema Yisrael, is where all the sons, not like Avraham who had one son who didn't make it, not like Yitzchak who had one son that didn't make it, Yaakov Avinu Mitoso Shlema, they were all there. I've heard from Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. He's said a drasha once, the tefillah Mincha LaShabbos, Avraham Yogel Yitzchak Yiranein. Avraham had happiness in life. Yitzchak had good things, but it wasn't complete. Yaakov Uvonov Yanuchuvo. But the true Menuchas Nefesh
was from Yaakov, that Yaakov had, because it was Yaakov Uvonov. It was complete. It was Mitoso Shlema. And like the Alshich says, if it's Mitoso Shlema, then it's going to be permanent. Because that's the Midah of Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko, that everyone could fit in. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yomar Lekechem. The Mikdash Omal, Mikdash Omata. Dabru Alev Yushalayim. What is Dabru Alev Yushalayim? We know Chazal tell us Yushalayim is a combination of Yore and Sholem. That Malki Tzedek Melch Sholem wanted Shem, wanted to call it Sholem, the city. Avram Hashem Yirah calls it Yirah. So Hashem says, I'm going to combine the two names, Yirah and Sholem. And the Meshech Chochman Parshas Vayera explains that Yore is Yirah Shamayim Ben Adam Lamakom. Sholem is the Shlemus of the Jewish people Ben Adam Lachavero. And that's what Yushalayim. Yushalayim is all inclusive. Mikdash is Tel Talpios, Tel Shalkol Pios Ponim Shama. It's all inclusive. Sholem, all inclusive. But it has to be Yirah. It has to be Yirah Shamayim. It's not like everything goes. It's not anarchy. It's not chaos. This has to be Yirah Shamayim. But Yirah Shamayim has a broad umbrella, a broad tent that can include many different rochim, provided that there's Yirah Shamayim and proper Masorah. Dabru alev Yushalayim mitiru aleha. And that's how the Haftorah ends. Su marom einechem, the last pasuk, and says the Tikkuni Zohar, su marom einechem, the shin, the mem, and the ayin is osio shema, do kriya shema, says the Tikkuni Zohar. And what does it mean? One could explain. That's the kriya shema of the sons of Yaakov Avinu. And how does the pasuk end? Meirov onim va'amitz koach ish lo nedar. No one was missing. V'nesu shama kol ha'adarim mitoso shlema. Because the idea of understanding that everyone is included, if each one finds his niche, chanoch lanar al pidarko. And we know that this week as well is the yontif of Tu B'Av. And it was a very joyous day. And one of the ideas of Tu B'Av, says the Gemara in Tainis, is Shechutru Shvatim Lovo B'Zeh B'Zeh. That till now the tribes weren't marrying one into the other, and now there was a sense of inclusion. Hutru Shvatim Lovo Zeh B'Zeh. And perhaps one could explain the following. Rabbi Zevi Reichman pointed out to me from the Tzodok and the Pre Tzadik, says that Tisha B'Av is going to be a yontif, a 7-day yontif. And as Rabbi Zev Reichman pointed out, based on the Pre Tzadik, it comes out that Tu B'Av is what? Is Shvi Shal Pesach. It's connected. The first day is Pesach, is Atbash, is connected. Tisha B'Av is always connected the first day of Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is the day of inclusion. And that's what happened, Kriyas Yamsuf. Because we know the Pasuk says, Hamavir Bonov Ben Gizre Yamsuf. And the Medrash Yalkut Lekach Tov, Medrash Lekach Tov rather, says that the sea was split into 12 parts, so each Shevet is represented. Because each Shevet represented a Derech, like Rav Shechter has pointed out, and Avodas Hashem. And that, Rabosai, the Zohar Kadosh says, Vaya Yisrael es Hayad HaGdolo. Who's Yisrael? So says the Zohar, Ahu Saba. That was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is watching. And he's watching the Yud Bei Shvatim go through the Yam. Vaya Yisrael is Yisrael Saba, is the one who said, the son said to him, Shema Yisrael. And they're all there represented
all leaving Mitzrayim, going on to accept the Torah, perhaps own in his unique way, and that's Tu B'Av. That's the Yontif of Hutru Shvatim Lavo Zeh B'Zeh. That's the ultimate Nechama, that there'll be a Mikdash Shlishi predicated on Yaakov Avinu, who will include everyone, provided that they have Yireh Shamayim, provided that there's a proper Mesorah, there's room for many Drachim in Avodas Hashem. That's Sumaro Meinechem. That's Shema. That's the Shema of the sons of Yaakov Avinu. Ishlo Nedar. They were all there. Each one of them was there. Just like at Matan Torah, everyone was there. And everyone could always be there. And we have to try to include as many people as we can, giving everyone proper Hadracha, proper Yireh Shamayim, dealing with everyone on the level of who they are. Ish lo nedar. It has to be Anochi, Amira, Ni'ima. Torah has to be pleasant, has to be inclusive, and that's Anochi. Achein yesh Hashem b'mochom hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Anochi also is the Anochi Aryeh Neshek Ruv Yaakov. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's Maimar HaSinai, that was based on the Anochi Lo Yadati, of the inclusion of the Yud, not just the Achein, but the Yud of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu represents Bitoso Shleima, and that Bez Hashem is the Nechama, that we can use all the faculties of the Jewish people, bringing them. That doesn't mean, again, that this anarchy, that anything goes, that any shita is acceptable. That's not true. It has to be something based on Horas Chachom. It has to be something based on Mesorah. Not everything is acceptable. That would be an anarchy. That would make a sham of Yiddishkeit. But it's not monolithic. It's multicolored, multifaceted. Ish lo nedar. There's room for everybody, and everyone could be part. Nachamu, nachamu, ami. The Mikdash Shomala, the Mikdash Shomata, the Lev Yushalayim, the Sholev. But there has to be a Yeru first. There has to be Yireh Shamayim before the Sholev. And then we'll have a complete Lev Yushalayim. Ki Malot Zva'ah. Then we can have the Ir Rabosi Om, Haisok Kalmono. We'll go back to be a Rabosi Om. And we'll have the ultimate Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu. Su Marome Nekem. Ishlo Nedar. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zoche. That, as the Novi Zechariah says, Tzom Harvi, Tzom Achamishi, Tzom Achiva Asiri, Yula Beis Yisrael, Sosun L'Simcha. We'll have a Sosun L'Simcha, starting with Tisha B'Av, ending with Tu B'Av. Like the Yom Rishon Shal Pesach and the Shvi Shal Pesach. Amavir Bonam Gingazen Yamsuf will be able to declare Hashem Yimloch, the Olam Vaed, with happiness, and Klal Yisrael come back, come Yusla Atseinu, the Binyan Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheirav Yomim.